Helena's alternative high school is adjusting to the new school year in a new makeshift facility. It's from a shuffling around of students last spring after one of the city's elementary schools closed due to structural concerns. Capital reporter Dan Boyce says the Project for Alternative Learning is trying to make the best of things in what was most recently an office building.
Handing out information, but
about a dozen high school students listen in a semicircle of plastic chairs in one of their new classrooms, the science room. Quite a bit smaller than a traditional classroom, there are no desks. A couple of tables are pushed back or folded against the wall. Microscopes are packed onto a shelf in the back.
This is critical. We gotta get this.
18-year-old senior Vonda Jensen's red hair stands out against her black hoodie, black pants, and black high heels. She's been in the Project for Alternative Learning, or PAL, since her sophomore year.
I needed more help with reading and spelling, which I wasn't getting at Helena High.
PAL is an alternative for kids that struggle in the big high schools, for whatever that reason might be.
PAL principal Frank Jobe, for some students it's behavioral problems, for others it's learning difficulties. The program had been housed at a former elementary school. That is, until Helena's Central Elementary School abruptly closed last March. Central is an old school, and seismic tests last year determined it wasn't earthquake safe. So all of those Central kids needed somewhere to go immediately. Principal Jobe says the most sensible place to relocate them was PAL's elementary building.
We had a building that had still had playground equipment that was out back.
The 13th is...
So the 65 or so full-time PAL students came here, the Front Street Learning Center, a former grocery store turned mostly into offices for educational programs. Senior Vonda Jensen says it was jarring.
And that was our home, and we got removed from our home. And yeah, we didn't really have a say in it, but at least it went to something in good cause.
It was brutal.
That's Jensen's science teacher, Emily Peterson.
We just moved into the old Safeway building, you know, and we didn't have windows. I'm a science teacher and I don't have a science classroom. It was the students that were the most disenfranchised and disengaged with school that were the most greatly impacted.
It was dark and dingy.
But Principal Jobe says the district has worked to make the space as usable as possible, spending more than $130,000 over the summer to renovate the building. The small entrance room and the offices behind it were all opened up into a much bigger, well-lit commons area.
They tore walls down, then they just added the walls in.
A computer lab was added, and seven classrooms now ring the perimeter of the building. Each has a window. The Learning Center does not have a gym, but Jobe says the nearby YMCA is letting PAL use its facilities for free.
So, I think in the long run, it's going to be a decent transition.
Science teacher Emily Peterson is trying to stay positive about the future. She's still skeptical now, though.
I don't feel like we're up and running. We haven't been had enough time or given the proper materials to get a classroom ready yet. So we're sort of flying by the seat of our pants.
So who has a job?
But she says PAL teachers are good at improvising, and she has time to ease into her new room. A nature class she's co-teaching for the next few weeks takes students outside for 4 periods in a row every day.
So I just wrote, I need a...
Senior Vonda Jensen is filling out her calendar for that class. She does long for her old school with what she describes as its mountains of windows.
Now we're in a different location, which isn't all the best for a school, but it's still the same. We still got the same family. We're still family.
Principal Jobe says PAL may be at the Front Street Learning Center for 3 years or more, waiting for a massive multi-million dollar renovation of Central School. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Helena.